This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, government persecution continues to rise for Indian pastors. That story right after this short message.
Experience all Liberty University has to offer November 12th through 14th at a very special College for a Weekend. We're tweaking our usual programming to give you all the excitement of life at Liberty while keeping you and our community safe. Plus, it's free. Attend informational sessions and panel discussions to get your questions answered. Enjoy meals in our award-winning dining hall. Receive enrollment assistance and connect with other future Liberty students safely. Text LUCFAW to 49596 to register. Again, that's LUCFAW to 49596.
For pastors in India, it is becoming just part of the job to be arrested and detained for simply practicing their faith. As a religious nationalism movement grows, pastors are being charged with breaking anti-conversion laws. Authorities are claiming that pastors are using fraudulent means to attempt to convert people to their Christian faith. Christian charity group Open Doors International's Asia Communications Director Jan Vermeer said that Christians are often accused of forcibly converting people when they are simply carrying out the normal practices of their faith, such as holding a prayer meeting or even singing Christmas carols. Your hearing will be scheduled, you show up, you wait for 2 hours, and then hear that it has been postponed. This can go on for years. Also, because Christians are never convicted, their punishment is never over. What happens is you are arrested, mistreated, held in jail, finally charged, and released on bail. Anti-conversion laws are often used to discriminate against religious minorities, including Christians and Muslims. These believers are arrested, but seldom convicted. Unfortunately, being charged leaves them shunned and struggling to find work. One church leader took 3 years to clear his name. For the purpose of his safety, we won't divulge his name. He said that, "I had no proper job. I was viewed as a criminal by my community, and no one wanted to associate with me. I worked hard on the little farming land we had and sought some temporary jobs here and there." Out of India's 29 states, 8 of them have anti-conversion laws, which basically mean that no person should convert or attempt to convert, either directly or indirectly, any person from one religion to another by use of force or by allurement or by any fraudulent means. One pastor was having a prayer meeting with about 45 members of his church when he was arrested by police using loudspeakers to broadcast his arrest, which is a tactic normally reserved for pursuing violent criminals. They were accusing him of forcing people to convert to Christianity. The pastor has since been helped by Open Doors to understand his legal rights according to the anti-conversion laws. He is now prepared with strategies of how to deal with authorities by understanding and quoting his legal rights when trouble arises. Open Doors is strongly encouraging the government of India to guarantee the peaceful exercise of rights protected by the nation's constitution, which include the right to assembly and the right to profess and practice their religion of their own choosing. Those rights are threatened by the state anti-conversion laws and would face even more issues by a national adoption of those laws. Pray for our Christian brothers and sisters in India as they face persecution on a regular basis. Pray that they continue to represent Jesus well to those who the Lord puts in their path, and pray for their peace and their protection. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.